Buffalo News education reporter Tiffany Lankus, welcome back to Press Pass.
Thanks for having me.
Why did you select Newark in the Essex County to study for this story?
It's really a totally different model that they have there. And, you know, it's somewhat interesting because the model they have is one that has kind of been quietly, I think, talked about here in New York State. We went to the Essex County Vocational Technical School System, which is an entirely separate district. It's similar to a BOCES here, where it's a countywide system that does draw kids from the county, but does draw heavily from the urban area of Newark and some of the other high poverty cities in that county. And the entire district is focused on career education. So the students go, they take their traditional high school curriculum, they spend half their day doing that, then they spend the rest of their day in these career courses. And they do that from 9th to 12th grade. So it's a very comprehensive program. There's a lot of crossover and integration between the traditional core subjects teachers and the career teachers. So they're able to really reinforce both the skills the students need to learn on the state assessments as well as the career skills. So
career ready versus college ready?
You know, a little bit of both. And that's, I think, the whole thing with CTE programs is, you know, the one thing that we've written a lot lately in the paper, and I think even just the change on the board, there's a lot of concern, I think, in this country about how well are we preparing students for their futures. And I think there has for a long time been a school of thought that to be successful, you have to go to college. And I think now we see a lot of young people with a lot of college debt and no jobs and a workforce that is not having its needs met. So I think you're starting to see a shift in that philosophy where some kids, yes, will go on to college and will go on to become, you know, doctors, researchers, get their advanced degrees. Others may not. And others may go on to work in a construction trade and then become managers. And I think, you know, the message behind the CTE programs is that there are a lot of options out there and trying to guide students to figure out what's the best option for them.
The graduation rate that you compared it on, it was very high for that school.
Remarkable graduation rate, 96%. There is kind of the to be sure. What's been difficult about these stories, Eileen, is that we're trying to look all over the country because we don't want to limit, and we don't think Buffalo should feel limited to what has happened here, what has happened in New York State. The trick is New York State does have some of the toughest graduation rates in the country. There are very few states, I think, maybe a dozen that have what people would call end-of-course exams, like the Regents. People have talked about that here as a big barrier to some students. If you're a high school student and you come into high school behind in reading, you are going to need to take remedial classes. You may have to take some of those Regents classes multiple times. The more energy that you put into those kinds of things is time you're not spending in career courses. So, you know, the graduation requirements are a little bit in New Jersey, but that's not to say that you couldn't have a similar system here. And I think, you know, there has been buzz on the state level for years to create a career option for students. Bob Bennett would be an advocate, he said, of having kids could forfeit two of their Regents exams and take two career courses instead. That's been kicking around at the state level for several years now, and I think some people think they're starting to get some traction that may be an option in the near future, but right now it's not.
When you talk to the students in Essex County, what did they tell you? What were they excited about in their learning? And did you feel a kind of a different atmosphere than when you walk into perhaps a city school?
I do. And I think, you know, and I will say, I'll put it out there too, Buffalo does have some strong CTE programs. I think the most notable is the Emerson School of Hospitality. Great program over there, which is probably the closest thing the city has to what's offered in Essex County. They also, I think their graduation rate is about 80%, even given the tougher graduation standards in New York. And I think you hear the same thing when you talk to students there as we did when we went to Essex County, is they really see the connection between what they're learning in school in their core subjects and what they're being tested on and how it's going to help them down the line. Some of the students we talked to spoke with us about internships they had done. Some of them said, I went and did this healthcare internship in a nursing home. It wasn't for me. But now I know when I go to college and I start spending that tens of thousands of dollars, maybe that's not the field I want to go into, but still felt like they took away professional skills, people skills, communication skills that would benefit them. And when I talk to young people, especially those who are either struggling in school or who have dropped out, one of the consistent things I hear is that they either do not see the connection between what they're learning in high school and how it's going to benefit them in the future, or a lot of students drop out for the very basic reason that they need to help support their families financially. And if that's the case, the CTE programs offer a little bit of a carrot that maybe, you know, go learn how to do welding, and maybe you can even get a job when you're in high school doing that.
And these students were that you talked to, that you showed even in the photos, they were doing some kind of engineering work, which probably really got them excited about learning.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I think what differs from what I've seen here in Buffalo and in New York State is that kind of wraparound curriculum, is how do you make that connection between a robotics class and how a robot moves and what the students need to learn under the Common Core standards. And I think the most successful career programs are those that are making those connections and developing a curriculum that incorporates that, where there is a lot of crossover between that. You also notice, and I think in the story we highlighted some higher level career programs. This is not kind of your old school shop class. Although with that said, I think the students that are in your kind of more traditional vocational programs now are learning skills at a much different level than probably our grandparents were when they went to school, because technology is a huge game changer. But that's the other thing I think when people think about career programs is they don't necessarily think of them as these higher level programs that are preparing students for careers in medicine, in engineering, you know, very prestigious workforce needs.
And in the trades as well, you need math skills to
Absolutely.
Measure and to do some basic things and learn about codes for towns, villages, municipalities. So all those things are, again, another learning tool that could be incorporated into these vocational programs.
Right. Absolutely. There's a lot of potential there. And I think other states have embraced this concept more than New York has. But I do think, and traditionally, if you even look now, Buffalo has some strong CTE programs. Rochester has some strong CTE programs. It has tended to be in your urban districts, but I think at the state level now there is kind of an awareness and a desire to expand those so that they're open to more students.
Anything else that stood out that was unique when you talked to the students in the other county?
Well, one of the things, and this wasn't as kind of CTE related, but they have, in the story we talk about their TEAL Center, the Technology Enhanced Active Learning Center. And what was interesting about it is it's basically this space where the students come and work very independently. It's like a college setting. They have their projects that they're supposed to work on to prove that they've mastered the standards. You walk in, the students are kind of all over the place, working in small groups, working, you know, one-on-one. The teachers post their hours, let the kids know when they're coming in, if they need help. And, that's what college is like. That's what the real world is like. And so that was a really interesting kind of model to see that, because that's another area where I think, a lot of students just don't succeed in the traditional sitting in a desk, lecture situation. And so I think these different options, you know, that may engage kids in a way that they're not being engaged now. I mean, how could you argue with being given the freedom to manage your time, to manage your schedule? The other thing they talked a lot about there at the administrative level is how they use the data. And that is another critical piece that I don't think you always hear as much as we probably should be hearing in New York, is how do you take all of this test data, this performance data, and not look at it as a, you passed, you didn't pass, it's done, but really use that to specifically break down what are kids learning, what are they struggling with. How does that, you know, in one classroom, you might have five kids that are strong in this area, five kids that are strong in this area. How do you use that data and translate that in kind of a real-time sense to change and shift instruction to better target what kids need? And I heard a lot about that in Florida, where they were much further ahead with some of this data work, and they talked a lot about it in New Jersey. And I think, you know, it's a lot of work, but I think you see outcomes from it.
In the interim of Superintendent Ogilvie, do you think this will be more on the agenda for the next couple of years?
It is on the agenda for a lot of the board members. And we talked the last time I was here about kind of their six-point goal sheet. Jay McCarthy is a big proponent of CTE programs. You'll hear Carl Paladino bring it up. You know, even people on the minority of the board talk about the CTE programs. I think the trick for Buffalo is looking at their programs and figuring out which ones are the most successful and how do you either duplicate those or expand those. You know, you don't necessarily want a long laundry list of just random classes here and there. But I do think it's on people's radar. And obviously, Ogilvie brings his experience from BOCES. So if anyone knows how to do a CTE program, it's probably him. So I think that the interest is definitely out there. And obviously, as they look to redesign some of the schools that are failing, this would be a viable option.
Buffalo News education reporter Tiffany Lankus, thank you so much for joining us on Press Pass again.
Thanks again for having me.